Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Oh, wake up your neighbors! Wake up your brothers and your sisters and your mothers! Wake up!
Good morning.
Happy 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, it's here. Is it just me or is it getting darker earlier?
Yeah, That's when we get to say, see you dark and early.
Yeah, it's happening. It looks like it's getting closer and closer to that time, my friends.
Fall time approaches.
I like that time.
Oh, speaking of fall, I thought I was going to fall down just now.
Oh,
I
man.
Did a squat. And I thought I was going to fall over.
I work out every time I walk. Every step I take, I'm working out.
So that means you're working out correctly.
We worked our legs yesterday.
Well, yeah,
we did. Working out.
We're working out, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, bro, girl.
So
we're working
it,
out.
This
so
is why
true?
I don't like working out, because when we talk about it, I feel like one of those guys.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to go get my monster truck outside of Smith's. Wait a second. My tire blew. No. How did this happen? Wait.
Is it true when guys work out that you enjoy working out the upper half more than the lower half?
No, that's well, no, actually, I think that is true because
why
you have better
both of our legs are killing us.
Oh, I know.
We did legs
I
yesterday.
I feel
and
better
it's like,
though.
Yeah, you feel a lot better
because I enjoy working out legs more than I enjoy working because I don't have any upper body strength.
Oh my gosh,
I don't.
I just hate working out, so kind of works out.
Oh,
I don't like working out. If I didn't have this guy going, yeah, buddy, you can do it.
You
so
can do
it, buddy.
Like, everything. I'm going to fight you to the death later.
Oh! And then I'm like, now we're just going to sit on the couch and watch TV because we're not going to be able to move.
Yeah, pretty much.
So everything you're doing is in vain, Mateo, because you're going to leave and you're never coming back. So that means that he's just going to go back to being skinny fat.
Well, that's why we.
Actually,
that's why I'm going to leave the program with him.
I was just about to say, actually, we've already discussed this.
We've worked this out, Mitch.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like a video. It's a video program. I could probably cheat a lot easier when I'm by myself.
Truth.
Like, I'm just going to walk this one out.
You know who's going to be your trainer, though? Luke.
Shanti. Oh, I know. Luke.
Does Luke love it?
Goes for it.
He can do it.
He can.
Jack
can, too. My 7-year-old.
I remember one time I walked up to Luke and I was like, Luke, drop and give me 20. And he did. I was like, I'm sorry.
She was totally joking and he just dropped.
Well, yesterday, he was like, Mom made me do 30 push-ups.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I said, what? And he said, it was worth it.
This is the best part. What did you do? I accidentally punched Jack.
Accidentally?
Wait. And then that's the first thing Christy said. Accidentally? Yeah. I accidentally punched Jack. It was worth it. That's what he said.
It was worth it.
And then oh, no.
See, this whole push-ups things might be going against you because he's going to start doing more push-ups and then get a stronger punch.
It's true, actually.
I want him to. I am building that boy.
We were talking yesterday because...
He's going to be a hero.
You know, Teo does not have children.
Nope.
Yet.
No children.
And we were discussing fatherhood and the joys and the... Man. How's it been? You've been here for a couple weeks.
I've got children. I've gotten to see how frustrating it's got to be.
Yeah.
Oh, because you're seeing like all ages.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. 9, 7, and then...
under a year.
Yeah, under a year.
And I'm seeing the whole spectrum. Because it's like the good times and the bad times.
Usually the friends that come over and hang out, they just see that couple hours where all the kids are playing and it's just the good times because the kids are off somewhere else. Doing something.
Yeah.
No.
He's 24/7.
Oh, so you get to see.
He sees it all.
Everything, every day.
And he could rate me as a parent.
Yeah, I could.
On a scale of 1 to 10. I'm just kidding. Please don't.
I would rate you probably a 3. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
On a scale of 1 to 3, I would rate you a 3.
Yeah.
Sorry, he got the scale wrong.
Got the scale wrong.
Yeah.
No, okay. It's been really interesting because it's you see the, you know, you're like, oh, that stinks. He's just trying, little dude's just trying to have fun. But he's got to learn, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. Stop punching me, Luke! Luke, stop punching me! Because he just gets on these, he just goes off on a tear and he's hitting me.
Yeah, but something that, the only thing that I've really noticed about Luke is that chamomile totally works for that kid.
Chamomile.
Chamomile.
Nobody told me that.
The sleepy time tea that he makes.
Nobody told me that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and he does make his
he
own
makes
tea.
His own tea.
He's
now.
Like, you look over and he's hanging out just staring at you, just like making tea. What are you doing, Luke? Nothing, man. That's where Brody get, and then you look at Brody and you're like,
oh. With his scowl.
I swear I looked over there and he had a handgun just sitting there. And he was like, I heard what you guys were talking about on the show. About teachers having guns. You know my mom's a principal, right? You don't want her to be protected. And I was like, Brody, I never meant to offend you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Brody. And he was like, that's what I thought.
Oh, man. It's been interesting.
Luke is Brody's muscle.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's it.
And Jack is the scientist.
Yeah.
That he's like, I can't do anything. I've got to do this for my family.
And Brody's the Red Skull.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
That's how it works
Luke
in the household.
Is Arnim Zola.
Uh-huh. Oh,
this got really weird.
Brody is the Red Skull.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. And No, Jack is Arnim Zola.
Luke is Crossbones.
Crossbones.
Oh,
we were going to say the same thing.
We were best friends for life.
Yeah. Who is that?
Huh?
Oh, that's Mitch.
Can you put this all in Harry Potter terms? Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I can, actually.
Okay, go for it.
Brody is the Dark Lord. He who must not be named.
Okay. That doesn't end well for him.
Jack is Snape, sort of.
Okay.
Got it, okay.
Like, the mind?
Like he's kind of on the parent side,
boom.
Kind of.
He's the mind.
But you don't know.
Luke, who is Luke, you ask? He's that werewolf.
Yeah. What's he's the muscle.
The
Greyberry. Yeah, that guy.
No, no,
that
no.
guy.
Oh!
Finger
Grayback.
He's
a
Grayback.
Yes, Grayback. Okay, yeah.
He's him.
Oh, yeah. No.
Exactly.
That's not good.
Exactly.
I'm glad we just associated with my children
yeah, he's,
with...
he's Dumbledore.
Oh, I'm Dumbledore.
And I'm Harry.
What?
Because
why?
I'm like all up in this from another land. I'm like, whoa, what's
you're
this
kind,
new world? What's
kind
this
of
new
a coward.
World? Land of Enchantment. You get it.
Yeah.
I'm here.
And Christy is Professor McGonagall.
And you're Ron Weasley.
Yes.
No, wait, that's Celeste.
Who am I? I can
you know,
be
it's
you
interesting
are,
as this is.
Your aunt, what's her face? That
Jemima.
No, that I'm not her. Aunt Marge.
No, you're the cousin. What's his name?
Oh,
Dudley.
Yes.
You're Dudley. That's who you are.
I'm the size of a small whale.
No, you're what's her face Hufflepuff. The
Luna.
Oh my gosh. You are.
Will
the,
you stop?
No, you're the ghost in the bathroom. That,
stop it! I'm not Myrtle.
You are.
Wow, you guys.
You
are
Myrtle.
Can I, if I call you nerds? Is that? This is scaring me.
That's when you know. No, we're
I
wizards,
am not
bro.
Myrtle.
Wizards, man.
Wizards.
Hey, I'm a wizard. I drew this lightning bolt scar on my forehead at Halloween 6 years ago.
He hasn't washed it. He saran wraps it before he gets in the shower.
Amazing. I promise you, we got stuff today.
No, we don't.
Mm-mm.
It is Thursday. Clay Schroff coming in from the Aspen
Thursday.
Project.
Thursday.
Trivia Thursday as well. I'll be giving away some copies of the brand new record from Archibald, local band of the Albuquerque area. Brilliant CD called
so
Archives.
Good band.
Yeah. Love those guys.
Recorded by a slick dude named Kenny. Don't mess with him.
Yeah.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news. All the news you need to know right now with me, Mateo. That's not funny. Why do you laugh at that every day?
Because it's good.
It's serious.
Oh, my bad.
Have we found the cross Jesus died on?
Really?
Yes. No, I don't know if we have. That's the question being posed by archaeologists in Turkey that might have discovered a piece of the cross they think Jesus Christ was crucified on. The artifact was discovered in a small symbolic coffin in the Sinop province of Turkey. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. The piece of rock, which has encrypted crosses, on each side was taken to a laboratory to be examined.
Ooh.
How do you feel about that, Mitch?
I feel like that's not correct. I feel like the people would have reused that cross or whatever it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Mitch.
Yeah?
How would you feel if I told you that a university student from Dearborn, Michigan, which is, I have family in Dearborn.
Nice!
Aunt Luann, Uncle Van,
Cuzzo
Holland. Shout out if you're listening. Not only is this man not afraid of cockroaches.
No.
But he lives with tens of thousands of cockroaches.
No.
He estimates he currently keeps about, 200,000 in his home. Ah. The 20-year-old collects and breeds cockroaches, both for fun and profit.
No, you don't. That's not fun at all.
And apparently this unusual hobby is helping him pay for an education at the Michigan Dearborn University. Cockroaches are priced from a dime a dozen for common breeds to $200 for the Macropenthesia rhinoceros. That's a huge cockroach.
Dude, big cockroaches.
No, stop it right now. That big. I don't even believe you.
Which can live.
No, you're not.
Hey,
yeah.
Listen, this cockroach can live up to 15 years. It's older than you,
Kill
Mitch.
It now.
Kyle says he has a wide range of customers, including people with pets that eat cockroaches.
I was just about to say, yeah.
And universities who buy the insects for research purposes.
My old next door neighbor used to breed little roaches for his lizards, because they had like all these different geckos and lizards, and they would eat them. And he would literally scoop his hand in this bucket.
No, he did not.
You could hear them all scatter around.
No, he did not.
So when it was feeding time, he would stick his hand in there, and they would go all over his hand. And he would just go into the different aquariums, and then just basically shake them off into the different aquariums.
Guys,
with these roaches like all over him.
How do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel?
I'm so sick right now.
All
right,
listen. I have an important question for Dave Stovall. I know you're listening, Dave. I know you're listening. If you want to call in, you can. What if everyone peed in the ocean at the same time? Here's a question. I know you've often asked yourself, what would happen if everybody peed in the ocean at the same time?
Please tell me. I have to know. I was just at the ocean.
I know.
Like,
did you?
4 days ago.
You probably considered this.
Everyone peeing in the ocean at the same time?
It's quite the quandary there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lauren Wolf, an associate editor at Chemical and Engineering News and self-described ocean urinator.
This is what they get paid to do.
Recently took it upon herself to find out the scientific truth about what really happens when humans pee in the ocean. She first turned to the internet, of course, which is the ocean of knowledge.
I heard if you do, bad things happen.
As she discovered, though the body excretes urine in order to rid the system of unwanted chemical compounds, it's not necessarily harmful.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, for you, like I always heard,
like
there's weird bacteria and there's crazy stuff, and it could.
There's a fish in the Amazon, I believe, that can swim up your your
urethra. Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
that's what
you
I'm talking about.
Talking about
it's
this.
The TT fish. That's what I call it. In fact, the composition of pee-pee isn't that different from that of seawater. The average human's pee-pee is more than 95% water and contains 1 to 2 grams per liter of sodium and chloride ions.
So it's really salty?
Upon exiting the body, urine from a healthy human is also sterile. That's why you can drink it, Mitch.
Yeah, but I didn't have to.
That's why you did in
Mexico.
Yep.
That's what I did.
Only once it's out does it begin to attract existing colonies of bacteria, but it wouldn't add any to the water. This is important stuff.
Okay, but
This is breaking news.
My question is, what happens when everybody pees in the ocean at the same time?
Okay, I'm about to answer that. According to Stuart Jones, even in the extremely rare scenario that all the world's 7 billion citizens peed in the ocean at the same time,
ready?
There would be a minuscule amount of this urea, which is that's the one component that poses a potential problem.
Okay,
given the high concentration.
Okay,
It's a nitrogen heavy molecule that amounts to a substantial average of 9 grams per liter of urine. But in the grand scheme of the ocean, that's tiny. So, if everybody peed, the nitrogen that's in the urea is an important fertilizer that contributes to the survival of certain plant species within the aquatic biosphere. So go ahead, Mitch, pee in the ocean.
Ding.
And you can take all your friends.
What's crazy to me is that somebody really got paid to do that research that we just read.
Science, it answers the questions that we can only ask.
Right.
Thank you, science. Scientists.
Man.
You could be out there getting paid to answer questions about pee-pee and poo-poo, people.
Just pee-pee.
Oh, man. What if everybody pooped in the ocean at the same time?
Stop it right now.
I'm just saying it's the sequel. They need to get on that.
So gross.
Did you know this, Mitch? Men are 5 times more likely to be killed by lightning than women.
What?
Yep.
Sounds about right.
I'm going to let her read this since she's a woman.
Go ahead and tell me where it is. All right, men.
You're supposed to say, back to you,
back
Mitch.
To you, Mitch.
Well, as you were just saying, Mateo, men are more than five times
okay.
more likely. That's
right.
Really
just
difficult
take it back.
To
you,
be killed by lightning strikes in the United States than women, according to new data releases by the Center for Disease Control.
That's the CDC, baby. ATL.
Yep.
A total of 3,389 Americans were killed by lightning from 1968 to 2010. Of them, 85% of them were male.
Do you think it's because women are inside cowering and like, during lightning storms, and dudes are like, hey, Matt, check this out, man!
I would have said that until I saw your reaction to a thunderstorm.
Hey now.
Is he afraid?
No.
What did he do? Tell me.
Nothing.
Hey, read the next
news. He's like,
news
get in the hallway! Get in the hallway! He's like, just sitting in like a doorway.
Read the next news.
There were circular funnel clouds. It was documented in the news.
It's okay, buddy. It's okay.
I was in a tornado when I was a little kid, and it was very terrifying.
Chrissy's just as scared.
I'm just saying.
She's a woman.
I saw circular cloud motion, and I was preparing my family to be in the entryway. Do you have an exit strategy for if something were to happen?
Yeah, I told you. I was like, the safest place in your house is the bathroom under
right.
the stairs.
I know.
Quit worrying about it.
I know.
And you were like, well, maybe.
Maybe we should just go there.
No, Steve-O.
Now.
No.
I saw a twister.
It's sunny outside, Steve-O.
I know. I was just waiting for the cow to float by. I
saw that movie.
Could have happened.
All right, well, Mitch, go. News!
More news? Aw, this is good. 10-year-old boy drives car to safety after great-grandma passes out.
Oh.
In Colorado, 74-year-old Darlene Nestor was behind the wheel when she suddenly fainted. And that's when 10-year-old Griffin Sanders, his name is Griffin Sanders.
Her name was Darlene Nestor.
Darlene Nestor and Griffin Sanders.
Normal people.
Which is her great-grandson.
This is real life.
Took the wheel and steered the car into a ditch on the right side of the road.
Oh, nice. So he didn't really do anything. It was like, what a brave little child. He took the wheel and promptly crashed into a ditch.
You know what he was thinking. He was like, this is like the quarter machine at Walmart.
It was all while it was traveling 60 miles per hour.
Oh, my gosh!
So he probably got hurt.
Griffin says he credits his driving skills to playing video games.
Oh, yeah!
Of course, yeah, because he did run into a ditch at 60
Dude,
miles an hour.
Dude, I'm just saying, they have helped me in my life so many times, it's not even funny. My video game skills growing up were such that I feel like I would be a ridiculously amazing Italian plumber.
Nice.
Well, yeah.
Thank you, random person we asked for an opinion on the road. Back to you, Mateo.
Hey,
thanks, bud.
All right, sweet. Good.
Thanks, little brother Mitch. All right. Can we talk about, wait. Whoa! Something just happened. I think we just time traveled. Amelia Earhart to fly around the world?
What?
Amelia Earhart is preparing to fly around the world. Hey, wait, do you have any, like, old-timey music?
Oh, man.
Downton Abbey.
Oh, perfect. Is that really old-timey?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess. Amelia Rose Earhart, a 30-year-old TV weather anchor in Colorado. Gosh, what's with Colorado? Who was named after the famous pilot, will embark on an around-the-world journey starting next June.
Wow.
Trip will begin in Oakland, California. It will include 14 stops and will take about 2 weeks.
I feel like her parents set her up for failure.
Right.
Earhart and her co-pilot, Patrick Carter, not named after anybody special, will be flying a pilotless PC... 12 NG single-engine aircraft. When Earhart, a distant relative of the famous aviator, completes her global journey, she will be the youngest woman to fly around the world in a single-engine aircraft.
It's pretty big.
That's pretty awesome. We're witnessing history. Amelia Earhart is about to fly around the world, and we're just sitting here like nothing's going on. And Patrick Carter is going to help her.
We have been waiting for this day for so long.
Oh, I know. Man. Patrick Carter is just there with Amelia Earhart. She's 30 years old. I'm about to turn 30. She's accomplished so much more than me.
If only your parents had named you after somebody important.
They did.
Who?
Matt.
Matthew.
Matthew.
Thomas.
Uh-huh.
Lot.
So you were named after
the Bible.
A tax collector?
The Bible.
And a dude that doubts.
No, the Bible.
Okay.
And Lot. Lot. Oh, wow.
The dude that left his wife
behind. That's some history.
That's my heritage. He's like, everybody else is like, no man left behind. And then mine's like, no, man. She's crazy. I'm out. That girl gonna be salt in about an hour. I'm out. Guess who? I don't know if this is going to fall into the birthday category, Stever. So,
don't ruin it.
Well, it's not a person, and it's not an inanimate object, sort of.
Is it a dog?
All right.
No.
Cat.
What
it's
do we got?
Theme park.
What?
Today marks the 52nd anniversary of many a family's favorite summer destination, Six Flags.
Aww.
See, that's exactly how I felt when I read it. I was like, oh, yeah, Six Flags. I remember that. I remember my first Six Flags.
First theme park I ever went to, Six Flags Over Texas.
Exactly. It's the first one you go to when you're a kid.
Yeah. I've never been to Six Flags.
You've never been to, like, Magic Mountain?
No.
You've never been to Magic Mountain?
No.
You've never been to Six Flags Over Georgia?
I've never been to Georgia.
You've never been to the Six Flags that used to be in Elitch Gardens?
It's called Elitch Gardens now.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah, that was a Six Flags.
Do you guys know how much it was?
It wasn't Six Flags when I went.
Did you know the first one, it opened on August 1st, 1961 in Arlington, Texas?
Uh-huh. Six Flags Over Texas.
That's the one
I've been to.
Guess how much it was. How much was it when you went? Do you remember?
Oh, dude, I was a little kid, so
how
it
much was
free
was it?
For
$20.
Me. I'm like, Mom, just pay the man.
Get the
big ride pass.
What do you think?
Probably.
What do you think the price for an adult was?
How long ago?
Let's see. For you, it would have been 1972.
No.
1980s.
Let's see. So it opened on August 1st. What?
Well, I'll give you this. Today, admission to Six Flags is $60 a person.
$60.
It's not even worth it.
Guess how much it cost the first day.
What year was it?
61.
Well, Disneyland opened in...
It was like 57 or something.
Funny, because they opened around the same time. No, because the Angels were 1962, mm-hmm. and it opened shortly
And we
after,
just went
so
over
was,
this. How much was Disneyland okay. when it opened?
I'm going to say $1.87.
It was $2.75.
Ah!
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And now it's $60 and not worth it? Let's just face
pretty
it,
much.
It's not worth it.
Oh, I never knew this. Do you know where the name came from?
No.
It said the name is actually, it represents the six nations that have flown their flag over the Lone Star State at some point in history. Countries are France, Spain, Mexico, the Confederate States of America, Republic of Texas, and finally the United States.
Wow! That's
I didn't know
learned
that.
Learned something new every day. So it was actually Six Flags in Texas, and then they branched out to everywhere else.
Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
They went out, and I guess recently, like, everybody's been going bankrupt. Because, you know,
yeah.
The one in California,
yeah.
it's not a Six Flags anymore.
Same with the one in Denver. It was a Six Flags, not a Six Flags anymore.
And then the one in Kentucky that had the ride that like chopped that girl's legs off. It's not really a
Are you talking about?
I wonder why that one didn't work out.
It was total like Final Destination.
No way.
At least it was in my imagination.
And there's roller coasters in that movie.
In my imagination, this is what I saw. No, a cable came loose and like swept across the girl's legs and like...
Chopped them off clean?
Not... the whole leg, but like under her
knees. Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Or at least that's what I heard. What'd you guys hear? Huh? It's not yellow journalism. A lot of these stories are big enough to be topics for later, so I'm going to say that's all the breaking news.
There we go. I wish I could say we got to get to a song, but it's already 6:46, which means...
Which totally means... That Steve...
Because we normally do birthdays.
Guys, this is bad.
Woo!
Steve-er!
Hey.
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 Hey, buddy.
I was asleep.
Sorry.
That's okay.
That's all right.
You guys get coffee yet?
I haven't.
I'm enjoying it.
Actually, I'm kind of sad.
Why are you sad?
What's wrong?
I was chopping down a tree last week.
Oh.
Yeah?
Oh, no.
That was a powerful sigh.
I saw that Instagram.
Yeah, I came across a little birdie nest.
Aww.
With eggs in it.
Super cute.
So I stopped.
Uh-huh.
Pretty bird. I didn't knock it down. That was good.
Cute little eyes.
Still had covered, you know, places. And then I finished the work I was doing around. I was cutting the tree because I had other work to do that the tree was in the way of. Finished my work, and then later that night I went out to check, and the mama bird had returned to the eggs.
Yay!
I took a picture of that too.
Yeah.
Animals.
And then we had that huge storm.
No!
And I thought, oh my gosh, that poor little bird is probably not going to make it. And I went out, and next day, lo and behold, the bird was still there.
Yay! This isn't sad. Success. This is happy.
Great success.
I got home yesterday.
Yeah.
And we're feeding a friend's dog. You know, we're
no.
going over.
What
no!
are you using to feed it?
No. The dog isn't staying with us.
Oh, okay. I got nervous.
So we got home.
What kind of dog is it?
We got the dog we're watching.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like a big mastiff thing.
Oh,
I don't know.
No,
it's not at his house.
It's not at my house.
Oh, it's not his house. Okay, good.
You said that.
Okay. So we,
speed the freak up.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, listen. Listen.
I got
so
nervous.
We got home, and, you know, we fed Oreo before we left.
Your dog.
Oh, no.
My dog, but there was little gray feathers all over the patio.
Oh, no. Wasn't it a dove?
It was a dove.
Oh, no.
I guess Oreo doesn't want to get a piece of chance.
And, yeah. And I went out back to look in the nest last night, and she was not there, and she was not there this morning. So I have a feeling that saga is, well, it's almost over.
Oreo wanted a snack.
I guess I could bury the eggs, and they'd be like balut in a while.
No!
Man.
Yes.
This story, like my hopes were...
Dashed.
No,
dude,
bad.
It's just the animal kingdom, guys.
Well, I tried... Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how it goes.
All right. So it's the 213th day of 2013, and there's 152 days remaining.
Yes.
Till my party.
Oh.
And,
you having a party, too?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Pretty much.
Great.
All right, let's get right to it. We're kind of running late, so.
Let's do it. Oh.
Coolio!
Actually, yes, but I wasn't going to play Coolio.
It's on Coolio's birthday?
It's Coolio's birthday.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been rocking and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I never
okay,
know.
Okay, so anyway.
That's how they learn Psalm 23.
Is this Weird Al?
Yeah, it's Weird Al.
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun.
But you guys sang the real Amish Paradise.
We really did. That was
yeah,
pretty good,
singing
bro.
The Gangsta Paradise, because that's our life, Mitch.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much wasn't going to go there this morning, and you guys just
went
there.
Little did you know, we was packing knowledge.
Coolio's birthday today.
Yeah?
He is 47.
Ooh,
he is older, huh?
Yeah.
I say 51.
I'm going to say 50.
He's 50.
Who picked this song? Be honest with me.
Mitch.
Oh, no freaking
it
way.
It sounds like Mitch picked it.
No
Steve-O,
way.
Even if
Excuse
you picked
you.
It, I would never accept that. I would never believe that you picked it.
I would never pick that.
I believe Mitch picked it.
Yeah.
That's what I choose to believe.
Infuriated right now.
Ooh. A blues musician celebrating a birthday today.
Jamie Hayes.
No. Robert Cray.
Oh, okay. That dude's cray.
Cray, y'all.
Well, he was cray before cray.
I bet if you said that to him, he'd be like, what are you talking about? Why do people keep saying that to me? What's happening?
62.
45.
67. 60. Oh, yeah. I tried. Tried to help.
Oh! Sha-la-la-la-la-la!
Yeah, yep. Counting Crows guy!
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude that was, like, married to Courtney Cox, has crazy dreads.
Adam Duritz is celebrating a birthday today.
Is that who she was married to?
I don't know.
The lead singer dude with the... Yeah.
Take the marbles out of your mouth, man. Yellow hair girl, Mr. Jones, I could become a conversation. Adam Duritz, Counting Crows, celebrating a birthday.
Oh, man.
This whole song, bro.
46.
Well, if Coolio's 50.
46.
I'm going to say 50.
53.
49.
Oh! Price is right.
All right.
I was still closest.
Can we get to the chorus?
No.
No.
No?
We got birthdays, bro.
All right. No chorus. And no music for this next one, although I could.
I could provide some music.
Chuck D's birthday.
Oh, dude, why wouldn't you provide music for...
Why wouldn't I?
One of my first tapes, Fear of a Black Planet.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're you know,
true
taking
story.
Away from that.
No way.
I'm not even joking.
Chuck D of Public Enemy.
Who actually recorded at Studio 150 right across the way.
What?
A song that Kenny Riley produced that they used for the Thor video
game. I'm telling you guys.
Bring the hammer. It was
Kenny,
for Thor.
Kenny is the man.
He is the man.
All I have to do is walk around with that cup of coffee.
And we know it's a day,
boy. That's what I've started doing. I've started walking around with a cup of coffee.
Like Kenny?
I'm on the way to being the man.
Yes.
Coolio is 50. I'm going to say he's 55.
53.
Ooh, 50. 53. Yes! Would
Mitch.
You like to change this?
Mitch,
thing
why'd music? You pick this song?
I know.
What's the chicken thing? You got it.
I still don't understand the
look
purpose.
Look at me, Matt. Look
Do you
at me.
Have chickens?
Look at me.
Is that what this is?
I don't like this.
Is this a celebration of your farm?
It's a rooster.
You know that Chrissy wants chickens, and I would never allow her to
I
have
know,
chickens.
Because so you're
you
know a normal person.
Cosby
exactly.
Show?
It is Bill Cosby's birthday.
No, that already happened.
It is Michael Jalila White's birthday. No, that was Urkel.
I don't know anybody else.
No,
yeah, that's...
Tempest Bledsoe celebrating birthday today.
Which
played Vanessa Huxtable.
Nice.
Which one was that?
That was the older sister, I think. Was that the older sister?
Yeah, me.
She wasn't the oldest, I don't think.
But
no.
she wasn't the young one either.
42.
49.
38.
40.
Oh, no. I am getting so close.
Oh, you already had who's what, Matt's got one and Mitch has got one?
Snap.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, bro.
All righty. Let's see if we can get this. Ready?
Offspring.
Yes. Oh, no.
The original.
Dang it. All right. I've been duped.
I was duped
that,
as well.
That my heart just broke, Steve Ryman.
Sorry. Anyone?
No.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Joe Elliott.
Whom?
Of Def Leppard.
Oh.
Nice. Why didn't you know that?
Was this from Hysteria?
Yeah.
Listen
no,
to that
it's
drum.
From Pyromania.
Exactly. I think Hysteria was the only record I actually owned from Def Leppard.
Yeah, but listen
here
to this.
Here you go,
drums.
Here you go, here you go. No?
No.
The closest I got to Def Leppard was the VH1 Behind the Music.
Pour some sugar on me! Come on!
No, I'm saying, like, it was just before my time.
There you go. There
okay,
you go.
It's Joe Elliott's
Come
birthday.
On.
Joe Elliott's birthday.
57.
61.
63.
54.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
What happened?
There you go. Is that better?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. We're to this date.
Oh,
wow.
On this date.
Nice.
Let's see, you guys, you might guess it here in a second.
You
ready?
Heard us talk about Six Flags, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
MTV!
MTV began broadcasting in the United States and
Good
aired
job.
Its first video, Video Kill the Radio Star, by the Buggles.
Oh, what day? I mean, what year?
Today, August 1st.
It was like a... Was it 81?
Hey, let me tell you this. I was one of those kids that called the provider and said,
I want my
Miami. I want Miami TV.
Okay, you said 81. You said what?
79.
I say 83.
It was 1981.
Yeah!
Hey, can we turn this down?
Yeah, sure.
I'd rather
sure.
celebrate with silence
you know what?
Than yeah. the chicken song.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Here you go.
Yeah!
Oh, well. I think we missed the chorus.
We did. It's okay.
Video killed the radio star. Okay. All right, we've got another one.
And YouTube. Okay.
Matt will probably get this one, too.
I don't know. You're on a roll
don't
today.
Don't hype it up. It'll no. be like it'll be like okay. a Pacific Rim, which was great, but nobody likes it.
On this date.
What is this?
Oh, I thought it was Green Day at first. Doom, 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 doom.
Same
oh,
chord progression in a My Chemical Romance song.
Spider-Man.
Oh! Is this when part
Michael
one came
Bublé.
Out?
This is Michael Bublé.
This is,
Michael
August.
Bublé
it wasn't
singing.
In August.
It is Michael Bublé, by the way.
Michael Bublé.
Spider-Man was introduced to Marvel Comics.
Oh, my gosh.
1962.
Issue number 15.
Of Amazing Fantasy. I said 62 already, but I think I'm wrong.
Well, this year it was the, is he? Okay, hang on. I think this year was either the 50th or the 51st anniversary.
So I said 62. If it was 50th, that means it was 63.
63?
What do you say, Mitch?
65.
You guys done?
Yes.
1962.
Oh, Steve-O! We did it! We all got one!
And I got the most important one. Did I mention that I brought my Spider-Man hoodie to work today?
He did.
I am celebrating in style.
It was awesome.
I have just proved that I am a bigger Spider-Man fan than Mateo, and we go back and forth every day. So
every day.
Every day.
Every day we fight.
Air day!
Air day, air day.
All day. Yeah!
Our day. Our
hey,
day.
That's okay.
You guys, this was a really good equally, day for birthdays.
Yeah, we can be equally
so,
Spider-Man
fans. I'm guessing this is the 51st anniversary, because last year was the 50th. Okay.
Yep.
That's why. Okay, yeah. Because Amazing Spider-Man came out, and all the comics
were nerdly crazy. Enough, some of my favorite things, 1962, which is how I knew that, because the Angels were 1962, man, first
62
year.
62 was a good year.
It was a really good year. Yeah.
Wish we could go back to 62, man.
I know, man.
Be back on the team.
I know.
But you don't bet I couldn't throw this football over in mountains.
We got to take a quick break. Coming up. Oh, the epic new way to lay your
I'm
loved
about,
ones to rest.
I'm talking about them mountains right there.
Yeah, no, I know. I know. We're going to talk about this. Pretty much the single greatest way to go out.
I was a single greatest football star of my generation.
We'll definitely get to
they
that.
They called me Matty Football.
Get your favorite musical CD record in mind.
Yes. Everyone, think
everyone.
Of your favorite,
think.
Your
okay.
favorite
all
album.
Time greatest album. Oh. Trust me, they correlate.
You
we're
going to
talk about this on the way.
You no. said musical.
Gosh, Mitch, man. Come on,
Steve-O, Mitch, and Mateo
in the morning.
Static.
Steve-er, hit it. Oh yeah, that's called producer extraordinaire. Kick it, slam. You can do something amazing.
Yes, I can.
For your friends.
Oh.
For your family members. When you pass on. A new option for,
This is a new option, people. To leave your mark on this world.
For those who'd rather die than live without music.
Yeah.
A British company is, Man, this is incredible. Making it possible for you to have your ashes combined with 24 minutes of vinyl.
Booyah!
Check it out. Ashes are delivered to a pressing plant, sprinkled into raw vinyl. It's pretty amazing. You can be cremated and have your ashes pressed into vinyl. And they can play it.
Yes.
You spin me right. I mean, come on. I mean, right? Right? Literally. It's pretty expensive. It costs about $4,600 for 30 copies of a record. But let's be honest, how many of us really have 30 friends that we'd want to give a vinyl copy of ourselves to?
I do.
Really?
Yes, and they would like it.
Okay.
Nah, it's not true.
I would love it, so I better be on that list of 30.
I got one.
I better be on that list.
Yeah, just you're on it. Mitch is on it too.
Oh, cool. You must have run out near the bottom of that list.
I did. A couple of my friends didn't want them.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
So I had some people on standby.
That's all right.
And Mitch had her ticket at will call. So she got it. Couldn't help it.
Dude, this is amazing. This is real. Founder of And Vinyl-y, Jason Leach.
Gosh.
Yeah.
And Vinyl-y
has decided to help everybody out with a rad way to help your loved ones get over your death. Pressing your ashes onto vinyl.
So you pick your favorite record.
Pick your favorite record. Favorite if you don't have any music in mind, they can actually create a score from you, though that'll cost you about $760 per track.
Wow. Dang.
Yeah.
So that means you have your own music.
You would have your own music.
Your own score.
Yeah. So I would rather just... Okay. Obvious question here.
Yes.
You're pressing your ashes into vinyl and giving it to your loved ones so they'll remember you forever.
Yes.
What record do you press your ashes to?
The soundtrack to St. Elmo's Fire. I don't even have to think about it.
Yes! Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505.
Oh, my gosh.
338.
Listen to what's happening.
3,700!
You're welcome, people. You didn't
and
know.
And it works out because you're spinning in motion.
You didn't know
you
that
really
you were
going to
hear this song today, but now
and
you
man
have.
In motion.
And your week just got better. What's happening?
Is it song or album?
It's an album.
You don't see the writing on the wall.
Okay, here's the deal. We need to know. If you could have your ashes pressed into vinyl, what record do you have your ashes pressed on? I'm just saying. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Hold on.
Play the game. You know you can quit until it's won. Soldier on.
Uh-huh. I would spin this record every day, Teo, and I'd weep.
You're not like me. You're just a so I have this record now?
You know you'd cry your eyes out and listen to this every day.
Then I'd be like, I'm going to go watch a movie.
Wow! This song is so good! I wonder how this would work with your record player. Like,
seriously?
You have to have a special needle.
You're welcome to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow!
I hope your day is just accelerated.
I have so much energy right now. I'm going to be a man of motion all day long.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. A man has found a new way to tell your loved ones, hey, it's going to be okay.
Call in, people. Wake up. I know you're awake.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. If you could have your ashes pressed into a vinyl record of your choosing, what record are you going to give your family members?
Which record? Which would it be?
Mitch?
Would it be Grace by Jeff Buckley?
Oh, aww, man.
Think about it.
That's a great album.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm just going to go for it.
Mitch, don't do this.
What?
No Strings Attached, okay. NSYNC.
No!
Bye, 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 bye.
And everybody in the world cried right now.
Because they're so happy.
Sure.
Oh, this is so good. I love what Steve's playing right now. Listen to this.
Yeah. Producer extraordinaire, can I just say this?
Hey, let's give it up. Let's give it up for Steven.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a phone call.
Somebody's awake.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's cab driver.
Hey, cab driver.
Hey, if I were to put my ashes on a record, it'd have to be probably the most annoying record out there. Maybe Cyndi Lauper. Not sure. But have you guys played Least of These yet?
Dude, time after time.
Wait a second.
Yeah, we could play some.
We're
Lisa
gonna
these.
Play your song for you, friend.
Come on.
Yay,
are you kidding me?
Thank you. I just had to pick up an MMA fighter who like stood me up, and I wasted gas.
Dang, dude.
I don't like MMA fighters. So
don't tell them that. They'll hit you.
No, I told them. I said I have to bounce at 7:30 field. They come get you. I'm charging you $35 to come get you.
Yeah.
And of course, they're all so tired from all the excessive drinking of water. So. I'll see you guys later.
Later, cab driver.
Should've 505. Stupid luck. I should've made you. give key.
Wow. 505-338-3700.
Now go on.
Jason
go.
Leach, founder of And Vinyl-y, has announced a new option for those who are looking for a creative way when they...
Is anybody awake?
When they die. To continue their legacy.
You know what would be nice to put your ashes on? Bing Crosby Christmas record.
Oh.
That would be awesome.
That would be amazing.
I feel like it would wreck your needle on your record player. Everybody. You're spinning somebody's ashes.
Yeah, but it's in the vinyl.
I know. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, listen, I don't have a record, but I just want to tell you guys I just recently found your radio station, and it's outstanding. It's good to see that people out there can articulate their thoughts without any vulgarity or, do you know what I'm talking about. And, Mattel, you're the best, man. And
thanks, dude.
You guys are just great. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
And
when I can't articulate my thoughts without vulgarity, I have this guy.
Oh, it doesn't work. There it is. There you go. Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
It's beautiful.
Well, I love you guys and my boys and my family. I'm grateful for you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Hey, sir. How did you find us?
Just by chance. I was just flipping through the channels and, all the other stations. I listened to another station, Christian station, but I never go down the 900. And one day I was just scanning, and you guys play great music, man. I listen to you guys online at work, and... I podcast you guys, and you guys are just funny and witty, and, I just wanted to call and tell Mateo.
Thank you,
he's great, and you guys, so thank you.
There you go. Thanks, man.
Good day, guys.
You too.
If that guy was pressing
best phone call ever
something into a vinyl, it'd be our podcast.
There you go.
Just be us.
Probably. Only with Mateo, though, because you're his favorite. He's new. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know me.
He doesn't know.
You don't know me.
Mateo, just stay.
No.
If that guy didn't convince you to stay,
it's now messed up if you don't stay.
Look, I've had a child of wonder call. And I've had a well-educated man just call.
Yeah.
Hey.
People love you. We'll see.
And then the lady from the commerce place said to stay.
Sometimes it snows here.
It's true. I've already told him all the joys that he is going to experience, Teo.
I can't wait until we go
on October. In October, balloons.
I've already told him.
Steve-O told me there was buried treasure in the mountains.
There is, right, Michelle?
Uh-huh.
Oh, totally.
I can't wait.
It's real.
When are we doing that? We were supposed to do it last weekend.
You have to wait for the perfect time.
We had to go to the grocery store.
It's like in The Hobbit, how they had to hold it up to the moon and so the map would be correct. You have to wait until the perfect day.
Well, we had a full moon the other day.
Yeah, it wasn't the right one.
Maybe this
wasn't the right one.
That wasn't the right
one. No, it wasn't the right one.
It's a blue moon.
Exactly.
Blue moon.
A British company will turn the ashes of dead people into vinyl records. Mm. When you pass on, I mean, you're not going to be here. You're going to be, hopefully, if you have found that joyful expectation solely in Jesus Christ, you'll be up in heaven.
You'll be in
not really noticing or caring what's going on down here. However...
Okay.
If you could press your ashes onto any album to leave for your loved ones, come on.
Turn this up.
They're still here.
Do you hear what's happening? This is called musical bliss, and that's what we're all experiencing right now.
What record would you press your ashes onto?
A Hall & Oates greatest hits would be so awesome. I know Ethan Luck would do this. He would be all about it.
She's gone. Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. What do we got, Mitch?
Okay, Steven says, I don't know what album, but song would be Deathbed by Reliant K. The song is almost as long as an album.
Yeah.
I have an idea. He could do Deathbed by Reliant K and then Finn by Anne Berlin.
That'd be a whole record.
And they're both so perfect because it's Finn finished.
Yeah.
Done.
And Deathbed is one of those songs. It's like an 11-minute song by Reliant K that... starts off and it's like this guy's horrible, horrible, awful life, and then John Foreman kicks in as the role of Jesus in the end. And it's
beautiful.
One of the most beautiful songs in the world. Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. The idea that he lived this really tragic life, but before he died, gave it over to Jesus Christ, and that's the important thing. That's what mattered. So
good.
I love the idea of leaving your ashes on a record that your family members would listen to, especially if you have family members who aren't believers, to leave some kind of epic record that, whether it's like rejoicing or, I don't know, what record would you have your ashes pressed on. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Please enjoy.
Good morning, Steve-O, Mitch, Mateo.
Good morning.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, good morning.
Happy Thursday.
Hi. Good morning.
It is Thursday.
Topic of the day. You can now have your ashes pressed into a vinyl record of your choosing.
Whoa!
I mean, right?
That's pretty cool.
Stever.
Oh.
Ooh.
What's that? Oh, look at that. Some Johnny Cash for you. I never know what... Never what's happening when I go over there.
When I hear the trumpet,
yeah, that's confusing.
Some Johnny Cash.
I'm on a rise right out.
Let's be honest.
Ain't no great.
One of the raddest records in the universe.
This is great music for what
that's
we're talking about.
That's actually what Josh said. Any Johnny Cash album.
Joshua Duran.
On Facebook.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We asked the question, if you could have your ashes pressed onto any vinyl record, what would it be? The reason we ask, because Jason Leach, founder of And Vinyl, has started doing that. Your ashes are delivered to a pressing plant and sprinkled onto raw vinyl. It's pretty expensive, man. $4,600 for 30 copies of a record, but then you can literally give your loved ones a copy of a record that you picked with you in it.
It's pretty cool. music is timeless when it's good music.
Right?
This is a good way... You know, like, it would be really cool if it wasn't so expensive to kind of make, like, a mix record, you know?
And, yeah.
Like, special songs between you and your people there. And then they'd be like, man, I remember that time. I remember this. If you were super rich, you could tailor each record to the person that you were giving it to.
True.
A mixtape.
Right.
For everyone.
Like, hey, here's the first song me and my wife danced to.
And then you're like... The girl that broke your heart, you would send her the saddest thing imaginable. Every time you play this, you remember what you did to me.
I would probably have Bryan Adams' Summer of 69 on my record for you, buddy.
Oh, man, I would have...
I think of you every time I hear it.
For you, I would have Sublime.
Probably.
I would pick something that I'd never heard because it would be a deep cut, and you'd be like, I love this song. How did he know?
Yep. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. What do we got?
TJ says, Coonmatic, the Rap Addict.
Of course. If you missed New Music Tuesday this past week, make sure you pick up the podcast. We actually put Coonmatic's new single on the podcast.
Yeah, it's there.
You can hear it on our show.
And you really want to.
Yeah. It's MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. This last Tuesday was brilliant. That's all I got to say. Get there, check it out.
Good grief, it was great. If I was going to make a record for Mitch,
what would it be?
It would be the theme, the sad Charlie Brown song over and over and over and over and over.
For me? And I just have to walk around with my head down. Beep, beep, beep.
Dude. I feel like for Teo... He'd put it on. It'd start off with some Summer of 69. Yes! Right?
People would be like, what's happening?
Oh!
My life's been changed.
I remember that one time when me and Mateo did that, and it was amazing, and then it would segue.
Oh my gosh!
Go ahead.
Keep it together, buddy. My ashes are on this.
My tears are flowing. Tears were ashes, I would be a forest fire.
This is really like his favorite artist in the universe. Come on.
Hey, I dedicate that song to Thebes because he told me on Twitter that Celine Dion is his favorite artist of all time.
No way! It's good. Good job, Thebes. I knew you'd come around.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. A UK company has decided to come up with a cool way to, I don't know, keep your legacy going on.
Do you guys
when you're long gone?
Do you have an official record, like an album?
Man, that's a tough one. I mean, you can only do one record. So basically, what happens is you're cremated. Your ashes are delivered to a pressing plant. They're sprinkled into raw vinyl and pressed into a record of your choosing. And You get 30 copies of this CD, or this record, that you can then pass out to hopefully your friends who actually have vinyl, who have like a record player. So...
Scoran asking, do you have one of those?
Hey, do you have one of those? Okay. Noted. All right, you're on my list. All right. So how close are we? All right, I guess I just got to become more friends, better friends with all my hipster friends out there, because they're the ones that have the record players.
I have one.
Okay, good. I do too.
Okay, so there
I do
you
too.
Go.
So we'd all be able to give each other a record of our ashes.
So you didn't really...
Yeah.
I don't know if I... Because, you know, there are those big records.
See, I would really want to make... A mixtape
of like your of the jams,
but you said it's 750.
It is.
That's well, for no, no, no. score.
That's 750 per track. If they create a score for you,
who would you want to create the score?
Hans Zimmer or John Williams?
John Williams, bro. I mean, think about
him and I share a birthday.
Think about that.
Me.
Let's just be honest.
Speaking of,
yeah.
Michael Harvey says Star Wars soundtrack.
Nice. Oh, come on. Yeah. Yeah. That'd be pretty great.
My friend!
You're like laughing.
Here's the thing,
my
though.
Friend!
Let's be honest, we're wrecking all these great songs. Because, like, for the rest of time, all your friend is going to think about is you not being here.
What
be
about...
Like, do you want to watch Star Wars? And they go, no!
What about dun, dun, dun?
Oh,
another
man.
One bites the dust.
The Jaws that theme? Just, dun, that'd be great dun, for you.
No!
Dude, that'd be pretty funny, actually. Here's the thing, though. We're going to be face-to-face with Jesus. We're obviously not going to care.
Right.
It would be cool to have a record, but I seriously would want to make it something awesome. I've already told my wife and everybody, like, dude, when I die, throw a freaking party. Right. Just go crazy, have a party, because I'm stoked because I'm dancing around with Jesus and having a great time.
What if you were with Jesus and you're like, man, this is awesome. One question, though. I left a record behind. Are they listening to it?
Have they listened to my tracks yet?
It's not important. Yeah, I get it. But if you ever think about it, I'll be over here. Thanks. I told myself when I was a kid, the one question when I got to, like, come and see God face to face.
Yeah.
First thing, I really hope I get to do it, too. I'm going to ask him if I can see a dinosaur. Like, four-year-old me is promising my mom. I'm like, I'll never grow up. And when I die, I'm going to ask God to see a dinosaur.
That's probably going to be, like, our mode of transportation, so you won't even have to ask.
Oh man. There's plenty of those. Like, the one question. What's the first question? And then, of course, as a grown-up, you're like, probably not going to...
No, I'm really am.
Uh-oh, listen
I'm
to
still,
the song.
I'm still for that.
Oh, no.
Oh. There it is.
This song makes me cry without my friend's ashes sprinkled into it.
It's difficult to say.
That'd just be a lame, mean move, in my opinion.
Be really awful.
Be really terrible. Like, hey, who's going to deliver these? Is the other question.
Probably me.
Oh my gosh. Rain. Who would
right?
deliver your albums?
Your ghost.
I've got to go. I've
you
got
show
three
up before
houses,
you die with like a sheet on.
I'm just saying. 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
Or facebook.com/mystaticradio. My brother says some MJ.
Oh, see?
Oh, timeless record. Thriller.
That's what when Brody was born, you know, you always have the... This is something you guys will have to learn.
Dude, Thriller.
Because it's important. I feel like it sets them up for the rest of their lives. Their first record that Brody listened to in the car on the way home from the hospital, Thriller.
Nice.
Because it's one of the greatest albums of all time.
Setting him up for success.
Static.
So, I need to ask you guys a question. Steve-O, you might know. Who's that? The guy, he sings... the song that they asked, are you the Warren? Walrus? He says, be honest. Be honest.
Furthermore. It's furthermore.
Furthermore?
Yeah, furthermore. Song is called, Are You the Walrus?
That's such a sick song.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good jam right there.
Yes, it is. Right.
That was the question.
I'm
wait.
Confused. I'm
I have no idea.
Maybe he
would.
Is that? I guess that's what he would choose.
Are You the Walrus?
Sounds great.
I am he.
Dude. Think of the undertones of this song with your ashes pressed onto them. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. That's the question of the day. New company is allowing you to have your ashes pressed onto vinyl when you pass on to give 30 copies of your favorite record to your loved ones. What would it be?
I can't even say that word.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Eric says the triptych.
That word is they.
Yeah.
They. Yes. It's like the, but there's a Y on the
inside.
They.
We got to take a quick break coming up.
Bye.
Good morning.
Oh, hi.
We're throwing a party in here. There's about nine of us in studio. I feel like college when we all try to squeeze into that Beetle. Yeah. Steve-O, cool, Mitch, Mateo, other Mitch, Clay. Welcome in to Static Radio.
Good morning.
In studio, we've got the Schroffs. You guys actually have to, like, get up to the mic if you want to talk.
Hi.
Hi.
No, you got to talk louder.
Good morning.
Yeah, there you go. Or something like that, or I'll just crank your mic.
There you go.
So the Aspen Project, we have you guys on pretty much every Thursday.
Basically.
If you're in America.
Michelle.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see. Paper, Rock, Scissors. Is it Project Zoe or Aspen Project this week? Ready? I'm just kidding.
Oh, I thought we were really
They're the same projects.
They really are the same projects. Let's talk a little bit about the Aspen Project first, and then we'll pass it off to your better half.
Phenomenal. Hey, let me tell you what. I've gotten quite a few calls, just people struggling with the kids that they presently have.
Right.
And that's kind of what we do, too. I mean, we generally focus on foster care, adoption, things like that. But we've gotten a lot of calls, so I just want just a real quick throw out there. We need to pray for the people who have kids that are struggling, that find themselves in economic bad times or bad decisions, drugs, alcohol, things like that.
Right.
That they have the wisdom to turn over those kids before they can harm them or
right.
do something.
And before the state takes
or before
it
the state
into their
takes
hands.
It. We
right.
want to be able to place them. We'll help you do that. So just a resource, and that just came to my mind. I've gotten quite a few calls in the last few months, and I know times are getting darker out there. And, you know, the people that call us have enough wisdom to know that these kids are still children of light in a way.
Right.
You know, they don't want to introduce them to that darkness. So if you need help, even if you just want to talk through it, you can call me at 410-4460. If you're a girl out there or a young lady and you don't want to talk to a man, call me. I'll give your number to my wife and she'll call you.
Okay.
So that's just kind of just one step. Something that's a little bit new. You know, something that we were a little unprepared for, and we're getting prepared now, so it's exciting.
There you go. And speaking of young ladies, Project Zoe.
Update us. I have no idea what's going on right now.
Yeah, that's right. She wasn't here. I forgot.
We've finished the painting and, you know, the prep work that needed to be done before the decorating continues, and I just went out and bought fabric for pillows.
Ooh,
so,
you
yeah,
sew.
That's a major step. Yeah, I do.
We need clothes.
We need clothes, accessories, earrings, necklaces, that kind of stuff. Forever 21, it's great.
Or cash. Now, tell us, for those who don't know what we're talking about, what Project Zoe is.
Yeah.
Project Zoe is a very tiny boutique that we introduce young ladies that are at risk to, 13 to 21 years old, that are coming out of either juvenile detention, CYFD, any real struggle. They need to come with a mentor, and they can pick out three articles of clothing, and hopefully we can introduce them to a workshop or something that's going to help them out as far as taking the GED, getting a job, just making their lives better and just coming alongside of them and helping them to understand that their life don't have to be defined by their past.
Okay. Now you said that you need clothing, accessories,
yes. Yes.
All that
shoes,
purses,
all that jazz. Right. Right.
But you also need people to volunteer
yes.
and help out with
yes.
haircuts and how to fill out a resume and
yes.
how to be
yes.
a woman.
Yes. Mentorship, major, major, major. And you know, this isn't just a once a week commitment. This is a relationship that you're locking into. It's not just, oh, I've got to call my girl. You know, mm-hmm. you really need to be invested in these young ladies. And, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for someone that wants to invest.
Okay, and how would they go about doing that?
They would contact me. They can go on Project Zoe Facebook or email us, whichever works best. And, you know, just let me know what your qualifications are, if any. There doesn't have to be any, but, you know, going through a discipleship program definitely helps. So, you know.
410-4460 also. Yes. Yes. Also, right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I will post all the information there.
Cool. Thanks. Now, talking about being a parent, you guys have just a few children in your home. Just 10, 9, 9, 10, where are we at now?
15.
Unless you count me.
It seems like every, it seems like every time you guys come in, it's something different. So 9, 10, 12, 18. 12. Is there a cutoff? Is there like a, okay,
no,
look.
Not anymore.
Look, no. 17, no. And I, that's it. No. We have no more room. No?
No.
You're going to be the old woman who lived in a shoe?
I will.
Who had so many children, but you always know what to do? Yeah,
that's
you
it.
Really do. So that's okay. We love you, the Schroffs. AspenProject.org. Now, talking about being a parent. Here's the thing. We're talking about extreme situations for these children. We're not talking about, oh, man, this kid, you know, had to, whatever the situation is. You can come up with all these crazy reasons why, oh, man, this person is not fit to be a parent.
Right.
We're talking about extreme situations
right.
because all of us as parents understand that being a parent is kind of difficult.
Right.
Mateo's
right.
staying at our house for the, you know, the next week. He's been there for a few weeks.
Say
and
hi.
He's,
hey.
He's seen... Some of the crazy, man, I had to lay down the law yesterday harder than I've had to since he was here, and it was a little intense. But being a parent is difficult. It's not an easy thing to do, but it's also very rewarding. But we were talking off air about Clay being a parent and those moments where you're like, right, this happened. Can we please talk about this cat story? Please.
Okay. Well,
so I'm going to give you the mic back up here so people can actually hear you.
When Savannah was real little. Savannah Schroff.
Oh, your eldest?
My eldest.
Your daughter.
She's almost 18 now. So anyhow, listen. So
this
she goes
was a long
in,
time ago.
She's in Sunday school and prayer request. And
we she have was
this, three?
Three.
Oh,
we man. Have this old cat. We had this old cat. And every time it would pee in the corners of our house. And I kept going, keep that cat from pissing in our corners. So...
Nice
so,
language.
So well, it is. That's so Savannah, said. During prayer requests, she's in Sunday school, goes, I have a prayer request. Can you guys all pray that our cat doesn't piss in the corners anymore? So we go to pick up Savannah, and the teacher calls us off to the side.
Well, yeah.
And she's like, we got to talk because Savannah's using bad language. And we're all looking at her like, are you
oh,
kidding
no.
me?
Right.
Like, what is she saying?
This is my three-year-old.
Well, during prayer requests, she says... Can you please pray that the cat doesn't stop pissing in the corner? And I go, yeah, that thing's pissing everywhere. And now, my wife is giving me a dirty look now. I keep thinking, that's what cats, they. That's why
that's
you have a litter
do.
Box.
That's why there's a litter box.
So
you got to take care of it.
If I've offended anybody, I apologize, but that's what we do. That's what cats do. And I never understood. That's a great prayer. Because later on, that cat died. And it stopped peeing in all the corners.
Exactly.
Now, so,
but it's one of those reminders, though. Honestly, it's one of those amazing reminders that your children will emulate you.
Oh,
so that's
truth.
Why children need to be in homes that love, man, where the parents love each other, where they mm-hmm. love Jesus, where they love the children, where it's a safe environment. Because you're right, children will emulate you. And unfortunately, there's a lot of homes where you don't want those kids emulating anything their parents
truth.
Do.
Obviously ours.
Like-
Did you? I found
we
out.
We're getting no more kids. Thanks, Clay.
Good job, Clay.
See why he's like, and
yeah,
noted.
That's right.
I found out that babies learn posture from their parents. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh,
I,
great.
So you learn early on how to sit and how to stand from your parents.
Uh-oh.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's
why my kids lounge everywhere. Hey, just on a real quick side note, you know what? God calls us all to care for the fatherless kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not everyone's called to foster and adopt. It's a lot like if you were called out to be a substitute on a radio show.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And God may be calling you. Because it doesn't matter. It wouldn't matter what I think or what the public thinks
uh-huh.
or what your family thinks. What matters is what God is calling you to do. And it could be coming out to be... living in Albuquerque, or it could be taking in a kid that really needs your help.
Right.
You know, I have people say, you know what, and this is my exact words, if God put a child on our doorstep, we'd take him. But until God does that, but let me tell you something. There are kids out there right now that have been abused to such points that I can't even talk about it on the air.
Right.
I can talk about the cat. I can't talk about that stuff. And they, right now, through these airways, are knocking on your door saying, I need your help.
Right.
And there are families out there that, I don't care, if you have food for one, you can feed two. If you can house four, you can house five. You'll figure out a way. And quit putting it off.
Yeah.
If God's calling you to Albuquerque, then quit putting it off.
I was getting a call from my mom. She was talking to me.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. What matters is if God was talking to you.
If God is calling you somewhere, you accept it because he'll equip you and prepare you.
It was mom.
It's your mom calling to say bye. Because she's telling you that she's heard
she
from
you. She asked me what I wanted for my birthday.
Which is in T-minus 11 days.
11 days until August 12th. That would be Mateo's birthday. And we're all praying that for his birthday, he gets a futon from somebody in the Albuquerque area that I can in turn put in my office so that he can just stay with me and never have to leave.
I got a sleeping bag and a tent, bro.
No, we need a futon. We need a nice futon because, let's be honest, he's living that lap of luxury.
Lap of luxury.
All right, lap of luxury.
On the Booker couch.
The Schroffs, thank you guys so much. For everything that you guys are doing. AspenProject.org. Of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you'd like to check out information on the Aspen Project, how you can help out, or if you would like to pass along a futon to Mateo so that he can stay at my house, you can also tell us through email, studio@MyStaticRadio.com, because he needs a place to sleep.
You'd take an RV, awesome. Wouldn't you? Someone could donate an RV.
Oh, come on. I could park that in my garage.
Take it around this country.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Thank you guys so much for everything you do.
You're the
best.
Awesome.
Thank you.
It's pretty good. You guys are good. We need more Schroffs in here. We need not more
that's
of
not
you guys. Just like maybe more time slots.
Wait a second.
Schroffs.
That's not difficult.
Yeah,
we're gonna bring
difficult.
Our kids. They're crazier than we are.
This is true.
Bring them.
We'd love
posture.
To hang out with your kids. Yeah. There you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio for all the details, or as I said, studio@MyStaticRadio.com.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
Please enjoy.
Well, good morning, people.
Oh, hi.
Yo.
8:45 now.
Oh, hi, yo.
Happy
it's time to wake up.
Is Happy it? Thursday.
Everyone, if you are asleep, it now is. You must wake up now.
I like that. So I want to help people out. You know, we recently just talked about that diet, the new diet.
The breathing diet.
The breathing diet, long breath diet, which Paul in Houston says that's could be an offshoot of, what were they called? Breatharianism, which is a real thing.
Good.
What?
Got
no,
me.
No, it's not. What
I didn't
that?
Take the time to look it up. I have no idea. But while we're being helpful, while we are being, you know, what would we be called?
Extraordinary citizens
good
of
stewards
the United
of
States.
Awesome.
Yeah, good yeah, Samaritans.
Good stewards of awesome. While we're doing that, thought we'd help you guys out a little bit more because, let's be honest, this has happened to me.
Has it?
This has happened to me. Identity theft.
Oh, no.
It sucks.
Who took your identity?
Some jerk face at a gas station.
Was it that famous lady in that movie?
What? No.
Did you see Identity Theft?
I did not see it.
It's pretty funny.
Was it?
Okay. It was okay.
Yeah, FYI, side note, don't ever use your debit card at a gas station.
Yeah, I learned that one from you and I haven't.
Man,
when it says credit or debit, you say
credit.
I use my debit card everywhere I go.
No, they can steal your PIN.
Because here's what happened. I used my debit card at this particular gas station, and all of a sudden,
right down the road from you, right?
Bloom, 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 completely cleaned out.
Really?
No, I'm not even joking.
Did you get anything back?
I got it all back, thanks to my bank,
Booyah.
Which shall remain nameless. But they're really America's bank.
That's like the only time anybody's ever thanked a bank.
I know, right?
Thanks, bank. You win this time.
I wasn't the only one at this gas station, actually. My pastor, because we live near each other.
Yeah?
He was taking another person in our congregation. Seriously. We all used our debit card. And yes, we did say, hey, to the people at the gas station. I don't know if anything ever happened. But after that, it was like, don't use your debit card number
All right.
Anywhere that is not super secure, because that leaves an imprint of your debit card number.
I have solved all my problems, and I will never use my debit card again because I don't know the PIN.
How did you solve all of your problems?
I don't know the PIN.
It's good. That's really good.
I just keep all my money in a jar under my mattress.
According to a new study, credit and debit card thieves are able to successfully guess more than 25% of stolen card PINs within 20 attempts. Yeah.
What?
I got a list of the top 10 most overused PINs. So if this is your PIN number...
11111. Oh, just 1111.
Crap. How did you know?
Number two on the list.
1234.
1234. Number one on the list. If these are your PIN numbers, change them.
Yeah.
Because thieves are using them because you aren't creative.
Also, Mitch just figured it out. So.
Yeah, in two attempts. She just figured out the top two. I'm just saying.
Wait. Mitch, you a criminal?
Oh, man. She's a smooth criminal. Hey! All right, come on. Hello. Keep going. Keep going with guesses. Let's see if you guys are smarter than thieves.
7777.
Oh, man. Everybody in the church just had to go change their PIN number.
Wait a second. That's the Lord's number. How'd they know?
Yep. That's number five on the list.
Is 66661?
Oh, nope. Apparently, atheists and Satanists do not have debit cards.
Apparently, everyone's scared of that number.
What about...
Not on the top 10.
What about 2580?
Okay. Did you just tell everybody your PIN
number? No, maybe it's just like right down the middle, like on the...
Okay,
on the
I'm
pin.
Like, gosh. Mitch!
No, I don't know my PIN, remember?
That's not one, thankfully. All right. Come on, keep guessing. Come on, be smarter than
zero, thieves. 0000.
Number three.
Yes! Oh. 1, 2, and 3.
You got number 1, 2, and 3. You are an amazing criminal.
Yeah.
Good job, you
hey,
criminal.
Hey, police. We've got her.
Yeah, I know, right?
Come on in.
All right, top 10 most used pins in America. If you are listening and this is one of yours, you
I
have
prefer,
to change it.
I BIC or Pintech.
I see what you did there.
Thank you.
4321.
4321 is surprisingly not on the list.
No.
Number one, most overused pin, 1234. Yes, people actually use that. Number two was 1111. Number three, 0000. Good job. Number four, 1212.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about just press 2 for a while? 2222.
That's number 9. Number 5 was 7777.
Okay.
Number 6, 1004. I have no idea why.
Okay. I do.
I'm trying to like see the pin pad why you would want to
It's 1004.
Okay. Number 7, 2000.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 8, 4444. Number 9, 2222, and number 10, 6969. That's your top 10 list.
Oh. Thank you so much.
If one of those is your PIN number on your debit card, go change it right now because apparently thieves already know it. Yeah. 25% of stolen PIN cards can be obtained within 20 attempts. And of course, number one on the list was 1234. So identity theft is no bueno. Even if you have a rad bank like I did that was able to get me my money back, like a week later,
I bet I know your PIN.
It took forever. I bet you don't.
Is it the same as your phone?
Nope.
Okay.
Hey, we got this thing. It's like a card, and you just swipe it, and you never have to pay money. It's called a credit card. It's the coolest thing ever. It's like, who even needs money anymore? Just swipe this thing.
Yeah, according to Forbes magazine, the United States and Mexico are home to the greatest number of credit and debit card thefts around the world. So if one of those was your PIN number, change it right now. I'll say them again. 1234, 1111, 0000, 1212, 7777. Sorry, Mom, you got to change it. Talking to you, Grandma. 1004, 2000. Are you writing these down? 4444.
I'm not changing anything if that's what you're
2222 and 6969.
I have one of those
top
cards.
10 list.
I have one of those cards that Matt was talking about.
Really?
But miracle card?
I
that's what we call it.
Yeah. But one day it was like, no!
Oh,
and it
man.
Wouldn't let me use it anymore.
I know. Yeah. When that happens, you just get a different miracle
That's
card.
That's what I did!
They come in the mail all
That's
the time.
That's what I did! I was like, oh, they
miracle
know, they
card!
Know.
On the way!
This one is gold!
According to a new survey, we are an angry culture. Ah! We'll talk about that on the way back. Good morning.
Good morning. I am Colonel Lionel Richie.
And I'm here.
What?
Yes. I've come from the dark side of the mountain.
Colonel Lionel
to bring you a message from the heavens. Change your PIN number.
Yeah, for reals.
Don't. 1111, not acceptable.
Yeah, not acceptable. If you missed the last conversation, you're going to have to pick up the podcast. MyStaticRadio.com/mornings. Moving right along.
Rock and roll.
Thank you. According to a new survey, more than 1 in 3 people have punched their computer.
Punch.
That's scary because nowadays everything's so thin and
punch.
Like, yeah. Anyways, fess up. Here's the question.
Fess up.
What was the last inanimate object you took your anger out on?
Brody.
Because let's be honest, we've all been angry. And the Bible actually talks about anger. It's okay. Hey, Christians, it's okay to get angry. The Bible says, in your anger, do not sin.
In your anger, do not punch.
So when you get angry, don't sin. It doesn't say, don't ever get angry, but in your anger, the presupposition is, there's going to be times where you're going to get pretty pissed. Okay.
Well, I
however,
feel like, I feel
in
like
your anger,
if you wake up and there's a baby with glowing red eyes floating above you, it's okay to punch.
Those are dreams, Mateo.
No,
those are dreams.
Actually, those are called nightmares. So
he,
I think that's
he
what
he looks at me.
Pretty
when
sure
we're
that's what you're
dinner,
having.
He looks at me and it's that look and he's like, I'm real.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's looking at me and he's like,
you
yeah,
didn't speak yet.
That dream last night, it was real, jerk.
Actually, speaking of anger, I'm not gonna lie. Yesterday, I was getting a little angry. Jack and Luke, my older sons, they're
punch.
9 and 7. Their first word, both of them, dada.
Mm-hmm.
That was their first word. That was, and it wasn't like a da-da, you know, no. Dada. Me, dada. First word, because they love their dad the best.
Mm-hmm.
Brody, on the other hand, is the first little Jeter boy whose first word was
murder.
That's
what
he's trying to make
out? That's what he said to me.
Oh. It sounded like mama.
He went, murder. I said, how big is Brody? This big. And he said, murder. And I was like, what?
It's amazing because I never put that together. This whole time I thought he was saying mama.
No,
murder. No, I see how.
He goes, murder.
Yeah. Well.
Murder.
That's, he sees Chrissy and
Mordor?
Now it's mama. Mama. And I'm like, no, dada, dada. So I've been working on him, working with him.
I'm like, wait.
I've been working him over. Oh, come on, say dada.
Boom.
I'm trying. I'm like, dada, dada. And he's like, mama, mama. I'm like, no, dada. I'm dada.
Mother.
Well, yesterday, Mateo was going, Matt. What were you saying? Matt.
I was going, Matt.
Matt.
And he went,
Matt.
He
Matt.
Went, mama. And I was like,
I was like, oh, no.
Lines.
No,
you are crossing lines.
This is not
lines.
Acceptable. Matt. I'm like, no. If he says
crossing
Matt
lines.
Before he says dad,
he will be blessed amongst men.
So it was difficult for me yesterday to contain myself so that I didn't punch my friend whom I love dearly.
I'm not an inanimate object.
Exactly. I can't take my anger out on you because you're not an inanimate object, and in my anger, I cannot sin. But here's the worst part. You know, when we get angry, the Bible talks about like lust, and if you even look at a woman with lust in your heart, you've committed adultery. If you've like thought about murder in your mind, it's just as bad. It's the
I
same
was
thing.
Really disappointed this morning.
So I'm not gonna lie. I apologize for murdering you in my mind.
It's okay. I was disappointed to learn that Mitch is not an inanimate object.
Yeah, no.
Sorry about that.
Oh.
I
apologize.
It's okay. I'm definitely real.
It's okay.
As I live and breathe, so does she.
Confession is always a wonderful thing. One, we're called to in Scripture. Two, it makes you feel better about the situation. So it's time to fess up. What was the last inanimate object you took your anger out on?
I bet a lot of people are going to say the wall.
According to a survey, more than a third of us assault our computers.
Ooh.
Because the machine frustrates us. Ah!
You know, the
smacking
thing is,
it. Come on!
If walls ever realize what's going on and they all get together, they'll beat us up.
Yeah.
They'll just fall on us. Boom!
Yeah.
Okay, confession time up in this room.
All right.
What was the last inanimate object?
Let me think.
I don't really like Hulk out. I'm trying to think. I have like thrown a controller.
Oh. out of anger of you
it's
losing
a
game.
A long time ago.
You mean last week?
Just throw it down. Or on the golf course, people laugh because I haven't played golf in years. I've thrown a club.
I threw a club. The one and only time I was at the drive. The whatever driving range, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I kept hitting the ground, and it hurts when you hit the ground.
It does.
And so finally, I just got it and I just threw it out to where the golf cart was. And I've sat down and never played again.
I've only hit people.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What was the last thing you took your frustration out on?
John.
Inanimate object.
Yes.
John
please.
Says, my phone, which unfortunately has a cracked screen now.
That's Dawn's story, too.
Really? She threw it on the ground?
An accident. She
threw
it
on the ground.
She cracked her phone at our house, actually, on
but
the tile.
It was
she
more. Just dropped no, it. It had been. That's the second time it happened. She dropped it, replaced the screen, and this was the second drop.
Yeah.
Like a boss.
She dropped it like a hot man.
Michael says, I hit my tires all the time.
I've hit my tires.
Kick them.
Oh, kicking the tires.
I can kick. That hurts, though.
I can kick.
Eventually.
Well, that's the point. That's why you just control your temper, because eventually you're like, oh, man, what happened to your arm? Yeah, I broke my hand because I'm dumb and I punched a door.
Yeah.
Or something.
I hate the copy machine.
But it'll learn you. Hopefully.
Angel says a table.
Is it Angel or is it Unhaled?
Unhaled.
I flipped a table?
But I feel like that's almost okay because Jesus did it.
No! That's called righteous indignation.
Well, maybe she was really angry, but in a good way. You don't know.
Disclaimer alert. Unless there are people selling, like, sacrilegious items on your church campus and they have a table that you flip, probably not okay.
All right, somebody call in. Tell me. What is the last inanimate object you hit?
505-338-3700. I like
destroyed.
Eddie. This is good.
Eddie says, my drums.
That's a good way to get your frustration out. We work out, so it's kind of like, I beat my body.
Boom,
I'm making my slave. That's actually scripture.
Somebody's calling. Hey, hello.
Hello, it's good static. Morning, Static Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
I wanted to admit the last inanimate object I've taken my anger out on.
What was it?
That's what they're talking about.
No, I said, what was it?
Oh, well, my wife and I were having a large argument.
Like,
she threw a toaster at me, and I kicked it into the front yard.
Whoa! A toaster? She threw a toaster at
you. That's a large
you.
Argument.
Okay, this has already escalated beyond I was expecting.
Everybody take a step back.
No, it's time for Dr. Mateo. Mateo, Professor.
Sit
Mateo.
Down, sir.
There
sit down.
Go. Yeah, there you go.
Let's work on this.
God bless you guys.
No. God bless you, too.
See ya.
All right. Not want to work on
they
it.
Just they just can't work
a
it
A lot
out.
Of people don't like counseling.
Static!
What up, dude?
Hey! Shane!
How you guys doing this morning?
Pretty fantastic. Hi. Can't complain.
Yeah, yeah. So, dude, the last thing that I just couldn't contain myself and totally lost my temper, I was a garden hose.
Oh, okay. Was it not working properly? What?
Did you cut it into pieces?
Because we went down and see what happens. We went down and we bought one of those boxes where you roll the hose inside the Kugel box.
Yeah.
And lame. They never
And it looks nice.
Yep.
And we have a garden, so I enjoy going out in the evenings after work and watering my garden. And, dude, no matter how you wind that hose up, it will not just unspool the way it's supposed to.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, like, I start walking over to water my garden, and the next thing you know, I'm in a tug-of-war match with the box. And instead of just, like, you know, walking over there and lifting up the lid, like I have 50 or 60 other times, I just flipped out.
You know what I did? For Christmas and for my birthday, I asked for one of those, like, coil hoses. And I didn't get one, so finally I went out and bought one myself. And
they
it's
don't
fantastic.
Kink up, right?
No,
that's
they
the
don't
whole
kink
thing.
Up. Exactly. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Isn't it hilarious what we get angry at? Like,
it's the stupidest stuff in the world. And it's, like, should be the most trivial things in the world.
Yeah.
But it's, like, what gets me and just puts me right over the top instantly is, like, when you're walking through the house in the morning or something, and you're thinking about your day and you've got all these things to do, and all of a sudden you walk around that corner that you've walked around 1,000 times, and it like shoulder checks you like it's a hockey player.
Yeah. Like, oh, there's a door there.
Right. And it's like, dude, this is like the 50th time, 500th time I'm walking by here, but that instantly I'm so frustrated. Or like that stupid little hose.
My favorite times are early in the morning before I go to work. I always pray with Jack and Luke. Before I go to work,
yes.
they're still asleep,
yes.
but it's like, hey, prayer over my boys before I leave for work. My favorite is I'm in the zone and I'm like walking in there and it's early and it's and I'm about to pray with my children whom I love dearly, and then I step on a freaking transformer and it goes from like okay to come on, man! Clean your room!
Dude, it goes to, like, excruciating pain and hopping, and you gotta rein it all back in immediately.
I'm just saying, it's over the top, like... It's hilarious because you're going in there with like this attitude of like, oh, yes, Lord, we are praying over our children.
Exactly.
Transformer of Doom!
Dude, that's legit, though, and that's the real things that happen. So I don't know that it's always necessarily, you know, I think it's the idea of being shocked, you know?
Yeah.
I think it is. I think for some of us, it's just a natural... programmed response, and it takes a second, and you only get better at reining it in faster.
Here's the thing. Here's the Jesus juke. Here's the moment of clarity. Right. Proverbs 29:11, something that we all need to write on our hearts. Proverbs 29:11 says, "A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back." So the next time
I feel like Paul where I'm saying, dude, I don't want to get mad at that. I want to do amazing right now.
Right.
And then instantly I turn right around and like, you know, over any, you know, and it's like, oh, okay, I'm sorry, Lord, I'm sorry. I really do. I'm going to do it this time.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, it's just consistently. In fact, yesterday I went for a long bike ride up in the up on tramway, and I was thinking, it was a beautiful day, and I was thinking, dude, I'm going to get this, you know, and I'm going to keep fighting until I do. And I think it just comes back to that, you know. I just got to keep fighting the good fight, dude.
Amen.
Yeah, man, love you guys.
Love you too, Shane.
Bye. All right.
Later. Shane. Hurricane Shane.
Oh, man.
According to a new survey, more than 1 in 3 have punched their computer screens out of frustration.
But
let's be honest, machines can frustrate you.
Yes, hey. JD says, as an IT guy, I want to punch a computer every day. The bad part is, I'll have to fix it soon after.
Exactly. Yes. Good job, JD. You just stick that proverb right in your mind. Proverbs 29:11.
And he says, I also take my anger out on my hat, so the bill is pretty screwed up.
Over 1 in 3 of you have punched your computer, so it's time to fess up. What was the last inanimate object you took your frustration out on? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Phone lines are open as well. 505-338-3700. What do we got?
This one scares me. Ryan says, I beat up my printer. But how, like...
Oh, dude, let's be honest.
I know
that times...
the cartridge or, like, it just gets jammed. Yeah. The copier here. Drives me crazy.
Boop, boop, boop. Like, that's the tone you get, and you're like, no!
I think the best example of somebody taking all their frustration out on an inanimate object was the movie Office Space, when they destroyed that copier. That's like everybody's dream.
It really is. That printer has given so many problems here.
Yes.
That regular is like, oh, I got a story for the morning show. Oh, we got to do this show prep for this. We got, oh, okay, print that. Can you get off the printer? And we go,
no! Okay, try printing like, again.
Paper error. Oh, out of paper. Oh, that's easy. I can fix that one. And then all of a sudden the other red light
jammed.
Of doom. Boop, boop. No!
But you know what? There is a saran wrapped brand new printer out there waiting to be set up. But if you think our problems are over, you're crazy.
I know how printers work. It's like the Terminator movies. That's all Skynet. They all have one collective brain. They understand each other. Like, okay, you know what really pisses them off? Right here. Okay. If you get that paper jammed in the third quadrant where they can't reach it easily. That's the best.
Thanks,
computers. We know. We get it.
We know about y'all.
Over 1 in 3 of you have punched your computer. It's time to fess up. Time for confession. It's okay. In your anger, do not sin, is what Scripture says. And it also says a fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds back. So it's okay. A little conviction time. Time to tell us, what was the last inanimate object you took your frustration out on?
Sam says the couch.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I like that because it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt because you... Ah!
Unless you get that one part that you're like, oh, It's like a nail. You're like, where did that come from?
I've done that. The best part is when you're walking around the corner, as Shane says, and you stub your toe on the corner or on a chair or on the desk or something, and you're so angry you immediately kick it. Only to hurt yourself more than you already were.
Only stub my toe when I'm in a really good mood.
Yeah. Static.
Hey, guys. So, yeah, a couple years ago, I was struggling with pornography, and I had a laptop. And it finally got to a point where I was like, you know what? I'm going to destroy my laptop.
No way!
So you did?
Yep. I did. I ripped it apart and stomped on it, and it felt really good, actually.
You fireproofed it.
There you go. I know, right? You're like, I'm not going to get any of those softwares that would actually help me on this one. I'm going to take a bat to my laptop.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
On a serious side note, how are you doing, my friend?
Good.
Did it help?
It did help. It helped a lot, yes.
Because I know a lot of times we like to take our frustration out and we think like, okay, you know what? If I only do this, this will take care of it. When, let's be honest, our heart has not changed. It's the laptop that is just no longer in possession. But I'm glad that it actually helped you progress. So, right on, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for that confession moment. That's amazing. All right. Have a great day. That's good.
Yeah.
See?
Going to the extreme.
That was definitely,
definitely extreme.
I remember when I was like 7 years old and I watched the, the Power Team? Oh, and it was like, I'm going to rip this phone book in half for Jesus.
Yeah, you showed me the Power Team.
Right? And they did all these crazy things. I'm going to break these seven bricks that are on
Help
fire
him!
For Jesus.
Help him!
You remember Power Team?
Yeah, I remember the Power Team.
I don't remember, but you showed me, and I was like, whoa, these guys are real.
I was like
John
7
Jacobs.
Years
Wasn't that his
old.
Name? John Jacobs
so,
and the
man.
Power Team.
And they were just like, I'm going to break this chain for Jesus, and the chain is like, ah!
Everybody in the audience was like, yeah,
what are we doing?
What's he doing that for? What are we doing? I don't know. He says it's for Jesus. All right, keep doing it. Hey,
so
quick shout out. Yeah. A friend of mine in New York City is listening.
No way. Yep. NYC. Shout out.
Rachel.
11:16 Eastern time. What?
She's living Nashville.
So Power Team. They were breaking things. They were doing things. I was 7 years old. I was a new little baby Christian, you know, literally, because I was 7 years old. I had just given my life to Jesus at like a Salty convention, you know. True story. Remember Salty?
No.
The singing song book.
Salty.
It was like Barney,
like
but
I do remember
for
salty.
Jesus.
Yeah. I'm making this song up right now.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Totally. Blue singing song book. So, 7 years old, I've got my Nintendo Entertainment System, and it was like, we're breaking the chains for Jesus, and they're destroying everything, and then they start talking to you, the kids out there, video games are the devil, and I'm like, video games are the devil?
What?
Freaked out.
What?
My brother, I don't think, has forgiven me, like, to this day. We're in our 30s now, and he's still like, remember that time when you were an idiot and you took a sledgehammer to our Nintendo Entertainment System because you thought the devil was in it? This is why 7-year-olds shouldn't watch these things, like, unattended, like, without parents. I don't care if it's VeggieTales. Parents,
John Jacob said it was all right.
You should be there to answer questions for your children. Because my mom was at work, and
what
I'm like...
She was like, that's right, honey.
No, she was like, you did what? Do you know how much that cost? I'm like, Mama, they said on the television that the devil was in video games, and I didn't want to corrupt my mind, so I destroyed it. I'm not joking. 7 years old, I took a sledgehammer to my Nintendo Entertainment System, and that was mine. I got that for Christmas. But my brother had received a TNC Surf and Skate Jam. I don't remember what it was.
No.
It was like his video game, his favorite video game. And I'm like, this is for your benefit!
No.
And I smashed his NES video game because the devil was in it, because that's what I was told on TVN.
There's a little bit of this mentality left over for the people that like bomb places in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
like,
my God.
No, seriously, think about it.
It's like the child. Like,
nobody ever corrected him.
I didn't even think of that.
He's watching Homeland right now.
Okay,
so
got
let's
it.
Be honest.
That's your mindset. I get it.
You know, like you hear about the people.
No, you're
like,
right.
No, the Lord told me to blow up the abortion clinic and kill all those people.
No, you're right.
It's these kids.
We
that,
take
they,
it to
they
those
were
extremes.
Kids and they were like, hey,
when
I
was
to destroy
old,
it if it's evil. Video game. Boom.
I really did. 7-year-old me destroyed a Nintendo Entertainment System. If I had a time machine to go back and be like, wait.
Oh!
Just save it, dude. If you don't want it, just let me hold on to that. You know how much that's going to be worth something?
Terrible.
Things we do without our parents unattended. Yeah. What was the last inanimate object you took your frustration out on? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Remember, Proverbs 29:11.
Oh,
a fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning. Fun for the whole family. On Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, 9:30 now.
That last band, Lulu May. Drummer's a friend of mine. He is actually putting drums down for their new album today.
Yay!
What?
Nashville.
Hey, if you miss any song that we play on Static Radio, head to mystaticradio.com where you can catch our playlist, find out who the artist was, the song.
Everything you wanted to know.
You can vote for it, up or down, whether you dug it or you didn't dug it.
I didn't dug that
stuff. Static!
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
What?
I like
that. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. I like that bold self-intro.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
I forgot.
That's my signature move.
Nice. I thought you did sweeps.
Anyways, it sounds like Mitch is back.
Oh, she
sounds
is.
Sounds like it.
I know. I wish you were really back. Yeah, different drops of our voice that we've been interjecting throughout the morning. She gets back Monday.
That's why she sounds so robotic.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, wait.
Not too bad, actually.
She's standing here. Hi, man. You
guys make me laugh all the time. No wonder this is my favorite radio station.
Yeah. It is no wonder. It is no wonder.
Oh, man. Anyways, Steve-O, did you get my voicemail?
I did. This dude's hitting high school.
I got a call from my school bus driver the other day, and she said 6:10 a.m. is my new pickup time. So that means I'm going to talk to her and see if she'll let me call you guys from the bus, depending on what she has as rules.
Right. Well, this is good. It's always good to abide by the rules.
Look, if it doesn't work out, it's okay.
Sometimes some of the drivers, are a little bit more cooler than the others, and they'll let you,
You definitely want to be the cool bus driver.
Here's the thing you can do so that you're respectful and that if it doesn't work out where you can call in every morning like you normally do during the school year, what you can do is you can send out an email to us, studio@mystaticradio.com. You can give us the 23-second topic that you usually talk about, whatever day it may be, and the song request of the day, and who you're sending it out to. Boom!
There you go.
All right. That sounds pretty good.
Do that.
You guys
we'll give
can
you the
tell us me. Yes, you know that email I've sent you guys from, the Gmail?
Yeah, yeah.
That email is linked to my iPod, so that is able to use as FaceTime.
Technology.
As long as you have Wi-Fi.
Technology. Boom! Technology!
Technologic.
Yeah.
I love that. Hey, Steve-O, you could say that on your phone. That's the best way to get a hold of me off there.
Yep.
Love using email.
Yeah, they are the
Save
best.
Save that one on your phone.
Super fantastic. What can we play for you, Matthew?
Let's see, this morning, I haven't heard this song in a while, Devastation and Reform by Reliant K.
I like that.
Okay.
It's a good band.
It's going to happen.
It'll happen, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Matthew from Albuquerque.
Adios.
Everybody. We will definitely play that coming up, but right now, I bet you guys thought I forgot. It's Trivia Thursday.
Top of the morning on Trivia.
That's right.
I always roll my R's.
Trivia.
Trivia Thursday.
What are you, from Transylvania? You sound like a vampire lady, like an old witch vampire that's got like the weird rag over her head, and she's like, Trivia Thursday.
If you guys are friends of Mitch's, would somebody please convince her to get a haircut where her hair's not falling in her face?
My hair is growing out right now. I'm growing my bangs out.
She's walking around emo queen all morning. She's like, hey, check out my one eyeball. I'm sad right now. I'm really sad because I don't have a real reason to be sad, but I am because of my hair.
According to a new survey, one-third of us have a problem with this. While dining, what is it?
Texting.
505-338-3700. It's Trivia Thursday.
Trivia Thursday.
We've got a copy of Archibald's new record archives up for grabs. All you got to do is answer the trivia question, and we'll give it to you.
In your best
Let's be honest, Irish. I do a pretty great Irish
accent.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm just saying.
Elbows on table.
Elbows on table? That's a really good guess. Tao, guess?
Checking social media.
Oh, both wrong. 505.
That's two-thirds.
338-3700. A survey says about one-third of us have a problem with this when eating dinner. Static.
I'm going to say not using your napkin.
Ooh. That's a really good guess, but wrong. Sorry. 505-338-3700. Trivia Thursday. One-third of us have a problem with this while dining.
Ooh, I know.
Static.
I'm going to say smacking.
Smacking, dude, right? I'm hoping 80% of us actually say that, because that's... That's not
no,
right.
No, pause. Pause the game.
Your mouth
pause,
when you
pause the game.
Game pause. Game pause.
That
game pause.
Is the worst thing
disgusting.
A person can do to
that's
another person.
That's why it can't just be one third. It's got to be everybody,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God.
Is there anybody out there that's like, I don't know, I find it attractive when people are smacking and I can see their food in their mouth?
If you do, I need
Speaking
you to be an inanimate
issues.
Object.
So yeah,
I can punch
exactly.
You. Honestly, there have been times where I just quietly leave the room.
Yeah.
If really? Somebody's doing that.
One third.
Somehow that became my greatest pet peeve at some point in my
Static.
Life. Static! Ooh!
What about when food touches other food?
When food touches other food. One third. What was it? One third of us have a problem with this one. Eating dinner when food touches other food.
My little sister can't eat.
On our plate. Good job.
Wow!
Booyah!
Yes!
You did it! You did it! What's your name?
Tony.
Tony
from Montana.
Tony from Montana. What? Tony from Montana. Congratulations, dude. We're going to send
you a
copy of Archibald's brand new record, Archives.
We're also going to rename Montana Montonia.
Oh!
Right.
After you, my
you
friend.
You did that.
Yeah.
That's
there
already
you
happened.
Go. There you go. Trivia Thursday. Hang on the line, man. Yeah, dude, I got to be honest.
I
used to be one of those people.
I don't mind if my food touches, but I can't eat more than one food. I can't have green beans and mashed potatoes. It has to be green beans and then mashed potatoes. Because I save the best for last. I'd rather eat green beans
than
mashed potatoes.
Depends on what kind of food you're eating. Because Mexican food, let's be honest, the beans and rice, they go hand in hand. You mix those bad boys together.
One thing at a time.
No!
My sister Allison cannot. If her food is touching, she cannot eat it.
I'll tell you right now.
She will walk away.
I hope Allison's listening. She would lose her mind at Thanksgiving at my wife's house.
Whoa!
I used to freak out on food touching.
Yeah.
And then I got married, and we're spending Thanksgiving at her parents' house, and they always rock this amazing prime rib roast, and it's just, like, wonderful. But then this is what they do. Pass around the mashed potatoes. All right, mashed potatoes coming around, mashed potatoes. All right, then the green beans. And all of a sudden I noticed they're putting the green beans on top of their mashed potatoes. And I'm like,
no!
What are you doing? Trying not to hyperventilate because I'm like, okay, food is touching. It's okay because it's just their green beans.
It's okay. It's Thanksgiving, and I'm happy to be
here.
And
then they're passing around the green chili. And the green chili's going on top of the green beans. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay, starting to hyperventilate.
So much green. I feel like I'm in a jungle of food.
And then all of a sudden the corn is going around, and the corn goes on top of the green beans.
It's just
on top of the green chili that is already on top of the mashed potatoes. And then...
Yeah?
The gravy comes around.
Yes.
And you put the gravy on the meat. That's where you put the gravy. And the gravy goes on top of the green beans that's on top of the green chili that's on top of the corn.
Yes.
That's on top of the mashed potatoes. And then they start mixing it all together.
Yeah.
And I freaked. I thought I was going to pass out. I was like,
He said, I am not thankful for this meal.
I'm not kidding. I freaked. And then I took a bite of my wife's and was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever tasted in my entire life.
And, well, she made goulash the other night.
Yeah.
Which is essentially
That's supposed to go together.
Yeah, if it's supposed to go together, I'm okay.
This is like half of your plate is all of your veggies, and you just like shoved them all together and made this crazy mixture of awesome.
So why not just... in your mind.
Uh-huh. Pretend
when it all starts mixing, just go, it's goulash.
It's
and then you open your eyes and it's whole new world.
Thank you.
A dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here,
keep
it's
going.
Crystal clear.
Cause now I'm in a whole new world. I'm in a whole new world with unbelievable sight. Indescribable.
Mateo, be honest. You're going to miss it. You're going to miss the show.
Tumbling, freewheeling.
If you would like Mateo to stay on the show, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Sign the petition. Get this guy to stay local. A great way to do that, and I'm being completely serious, mystaticradio.com, there's a giant donate button. You can donate in the little comment. Say, this is towards Mateo staying. Good morning.
Good morning.
I got my first real six string.
Steve-O and Mitch and Mateo with you. Big ol' shout-out to Tony in Montana for scoring the latest copy of
Archibald's
new record, Archives, for playing Trivia Thursday.
We'll do
that every single Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour, so make sure you keep a lock there. Hey, topic of the day. It's going on right now at Facebook. Get in there, but unfortunately, it's time to play our song.
Oh, we didn't play this yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't. Go check the podcast.
No, we totally did, right?
We totes did.
Nope. We left with Shock Therapy Live and then never
played. Oh, that's right.
Shock Therapy.
Threw us off.
Threw us off.
Hey. My bad.
You know what I learned today, Steven?
What'd you learn today, Mateo?
Just recently I learned that they released a new poster for Thor, The Dark World. And now it's my background on my phone.
Yes.
As it is yours, friend.
Well, it's not, though. I'm gonna replace the photo of me and Chrissy with that one,
yeah.
Which is the lock screen. And then the other one is Spider-Man 2099. So,
that's cool.
Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, Dawn doesn't care.
Yeah.
I think. I also learned that Dawn is mad at me just now.
Oh.
She texted me and said, "How dare you replace background of..." I didn't learn a lot today.
Yeah, I learned today that a lot of people have anger issues, and they need to read Proverbs 29:11 more often. That we got to control it, quiet down, stop punching holes through computers, because apparently that happens more often than we think.
Or if you want to hit inanimate objects, just enroll in a karate school and hit blocks of wood.
There you go.
Oh, that's good.
That'll help.
Power team.
What did you learn today, Mitch?
Power.
I learned today that you will come up with the topic idea of wanting to, of hitting inanimate objects and all that jazz, and then you Jesus juke it. That's what I learned, that you will always do that. Proverbs 29:11.
That's pretty great.
It was really
it's
great.
It's called helpful and informative.
Except they're like, okay, fess up. Okay, now you all suck. Now you're not supposed to do that. That's what you did.
I talked about smashing my Nintendo Entertainment System because I thought
seven.
The devil was in it.
That was good.
I learned what it's like to be a co-host and have the other co-host just fight all the time. And then you're just standing here, and all you can think about is that floating baby above your bed every night with the glowing red eyes, and then you can't breathe.
I also
And so in the instance of not being able to breathe, there's a new diet that allows you to lose weight.
That's good.
That's what I
by
learned.
Breathing.
That was my second learning.
Yeah, we all learned that today. We learned how to breathe correctly because there's a new diet,
and
a breath diet.
Lose 30 pounds.
Lose 30 pounds.
I need to do because I need to weigh about 80 pounds.
Lose 30 pounds in 4 days.
We also learned that if you have a PIN number on your debit card that's either 1234-1111-0000 or 1212 or 7777.
Mitch.
Or 1004. Or 2000. Or 4444. Or 2222.
Yeah.
Or 6969. You need to change a pin. Those are the top 10 most ripped off pin numbers.
We learned that today is the 51st anniversary of the greatest hero.
Of all time.
Of all time.
In comic books.
In comic
books. Spider-Man.
Yes.
Spider-Man.
And,
I also learned that Coolio is 50 years old.
Yeah, good job.
Today.
And he shares a birthday with Chuck D, and it is now instead of B-Days.
I bet he's not feeling like he's all that anymore.
It is.
It's G-Days. Today was G-Day.
It was G-Day.
Today is the
happy
beginning
G-Day.
Of your birth month. Your birth month ended yesterday.
Man, we actually learned a lot today. And
break out the candles,
love
folks.
To go.
Break out the presents. Send them my way. You want me to stay in Albuquerque? Make a cash donation to me, Mateo.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to sign the petition to keep Mateo.
You can do so.
He's leaving on Sunday.
Goodbye. But he could stay if you voted and gave money.
Final show tomorrow.
I feel like we shouldn't break the people's hearts.
That's true.
But we're going to hang.
But you know what? You never know.
You
never know what may happen.
Oh, I know.
Do you? Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. It's not happening.
He's going home and he's never returning.
We're out. MyStaticRadio.com/mornings for the podcast. Stick around. Mitch is in next.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, you are.
I totally forgot.
Andy Hull as well and some La Dispute on the way. Steve-O, Mateo, Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace!